You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. This is Backroad to Nowhere. Thank you. Xer FM, Back Road to Nowhere. That's Alanis Obomsawin from her 1985 album, Bush Lady. That was her only album, but she made somewhere around 20 documentary films in her lifetime, including one last year, many for the Film Board of Canada, and most of them focusing on Indigenous peoples' issues, Alanis being one of the most acclaimed Indigenous filmmakers in the world. And that's a really interesting album. Before that, we heard from the album Open Our Eyes by Earth, Wind, and Fire with Drum Song featuring Maurice White's kalimba, sometimes called a thumb piano. This is Back Road to Nowhere. I'm Tom. I'll be here until 7 o'clock. And on today's show, I'm mostly playing records I picked up recently or haven't got around to ever playing. You know, some exceptions. That's what's going to be on the show tonight. Stick around. I finally found a copy of this record by the band Eggs Over Easy. They're an American country rock band who got their commercial start at the start of the 70s in London. And they were credited as founding or being one of the bands that founded the pub rock sound, along with their friends Brinsley Schwartz, who carried that on, Brinsley Schwartz with Nick Lowe. They've got some of their sound in common with someone like the band, those guys from Big Pink. Three singers, in this case, three songwriters, and this one is written and sung by Jack O'Hara. This is Eggs Over Easy, and it's called Arkansas on X-Ray FM, Back Road to Nowhere.
This is a little story I have to tell. Wasn't for my friend named Jeannie Riley, I couldn't have told it so well.
What a poet.
Well, I was born in Arkansas. My daddy, he is a tanner there. Never does nothing. He never does nothing except sew kid gloves for ladies. My mama, she sits in the kitchen there, baking pecan pies to sell.
Thank you. buckled up my shoes and I started to walk on down that road.
want to see what I'd look like in years to come in an alley far from home. I couldn't believe that this could happen to me. I walked on and let the world go by, and I never felt sorry 'cause I was 10 miles high, till I saw in an alley where my future lay. And I've been trying to get home since that day. I was real hip, now I'm in oblivion. My kaleidoscope is gone, I'm standing in a stupor with this alley bomb. I heard an old rag man out making his rounds. He came right to my alley, Lord, with sorrowful sounds, crying ragolan and pulling his cart, asking how much he'd give me for my broken heart. Baby, when you went away, for a burnout old love light that no longer beams, and a couple of slightly used second-hand dreams. Rangled on, oh, rangled on, all he was buying was rags and old. Promises you used to make, for those memories of you that are no longer sweet, I wish he could haul them off down the street. Rangled on, rangled on, all he was buying was just rags and old. When a love doesn't last, tell me how much is it worth? It was once my most precious possession on earth. When I asked that old rag man he'd like to buy, he just shook his head and continued to cry. Rangled on, rangled on, all he was buying was just rags and old iron. Right.
call me on the phone. Told me that my TV set had brought up a brand new song. Saying someone else is someplace else, and they've been here all along, along,
X-Ray FM, Back Road to Nowhere. Thank you for tuning in. That's the Canadian duo Frazier and Diebolt from their self-titled first album from 1971 with David's Tune. Before that, from around the same time in Sweden, where Don Cherry was living, we heard from his Organic Music Theater. From the great archival releases, two double LPs on Blank Forms edition. Highly recommend browsing through the book on Don Cherry and Moki Cherry, as well as those editions. We heard from Nina Simone's 1966 album Forbidden Fruit with the song Rags and Old Iron. Sam the Sham from his solo LP singing about a rock in the street with I Passed It By. Before that, Ralph White on banjo and kalimba from 2005 with Look Down That Road. And we started with the band Eggs Over Easy from their album Good and Cheap. Send me, Tom, a text at 971-220-5979 or an email to dj@xray.fm. We're going to start this set with a unique album from 1961 from a composer named Elizabeth Waldo. And it's about 350 years of California's musical tradition, starting in the 16th century. Her Folklorica Orchestra tries to connect the dots between the indigenous, Spanish, and Mexican traditions, especially over the centuries, which ends up feeling kind of like a southwestern United States exotica record. The package of this album is really beautiful, too. With a book inside, the gatefold filled with illustrations of instruments across these various cultures. And this is from the Viva California album. The song is called The Bay of a Thousand Smokes by Elizabeth Waldo Folkloric Orchestra, 1960. Did I say 61 or 69? I think it's 69. Is that right? Yeah, 69 on X-Ray FM. Mm-hmm.
There's a flower in the wood, let it be. There's a flower in the wood, and it's innocent and good. By the stone where it stands, let it be. Let it be, let it be. It's so lovely where it is, let it be. Though you want it for your own, if you take it from its place, it will not be what it was when you loved it where it stood in the wood. Let it be, let it be. It's so lovely where it is, let it be. It's a thoughtful child, innocent and wild, in the wood by the stone, let it be. Let her be, let her be. When you walk in the forest, let her be. You think that you love her, and you want to discover how she's made, so you take her apart and break her heart.
Who did you say it was, brother? Who was it fell by the way? When whiskey and blood run together, did you hear anyone pray? I didn't hear nobody pray to brother, didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray. When I heard the crash on the highway, I knew what it was from the start. I went to the scene of destruction, and the picture was stamped on my heart. There's whiskey and blood all together, there in the glass where they lay. Didn't hear nobody pray. I didn't hear nobody pray to brother. Didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on a highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray. Wished I could change this sad story that I'm not telling you, but there is no way I can change it, for somebody's life is now through. Their souls have been called by the master, they died in the crash on the way. Death laid her hand in destruction, but I didn't hear nobody pray. I didn't hear nobody pray to brother. Didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray.
Now My heart is filled with our old memories of things I know won't be again. A party just don't fit the mood I'm in.
X-Ray FM, that's a country singer, Melba Montgomery. Somewhat famous for her duets with George Jones, but she is great on her own, especially those early career LPs and singles. That one, the title track of the album, The Mood I'm In. Before that, Jesse Coulter, abandoning her country sound for an uncharacteristically drony number that ended her Miriam album. Love that one. It's called New Wine. We heard the country standard Wreck on the Highway, one of the few songs that wasn't overproduced from the first Sid Salvage album. Sid was a Memphis guy, singer, who operated in the Memphis scene of Alex Chilton, Big Star, and Company. And that one came out in 1969 on the Stax subsidiary Enterprise. Before that, a beautifully simple song by Malvina Reynolds, the legendary folk singer, writer, Let It Be. And we started with the Exotica epic Viva California by the Elizabeth Waldo Folkloric Orchestra from 1969. We'll go out with an instrumental or two to close this show with guitar player Branko Mataja. He's a native of Yugoslavia who later recorded some really individual takes on the traditional music of his homeland, but he was in L.A. in 1973 when he recorded those. And we'll start this set with Oliver. That's Oliver Chaplin. Released a legendary private press LP in the U.K. in 1974, which features only him in the most raw psych folk blues mode possible, pretty much. Though this song is not completely characteristic of that, I thought this one kind of fit in good with today's show. But we'll have to revisit that album because it goes some very different places than this one. This one's called Instamatic by Oliver. Until next week on X-Ray FM, I'm Back Road to Nowhere.